An acquaintance was taking a philosophy class at Purdue University. His professor stated, "There is no such thing as absolute truth." The student was removed from the class rolls by asking, "Is that a true statement?" "It is true that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, and that dropping a cement block on your foot will cause pain. When someone suggests that truth is relative, they are suggesting they disagree and want to change the subject. We may not see the truth, we may not agree about the truth, but that does not negate the truth. Eventually, our unbelief and stubborn nature will be shown to be an error, and we will live with the consequences. This week, we will be looking at the truth Jesus taught, 'The truth shall set you free.'" So it was in the life of Jesus. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say you will become free?" Many Jews had come to faith in Jesus that he was a good teacher, but they still held to the idea that their goodness before God was a matter of keeping an external law or pledging their allegiance to him. They did not understand that Jesus taught that we are all sinful before God, and that our only hope for salvation from sin and death is God's intervention. Our good works, though evidence of faith, do not and cannot earn us eternal life. May our Lord grant that we hear, understand, and believe the truth of God's grace, love, and mercy. Amen.